Sarah and Sue, thanks for taking the time to speak with me. I appreciate it. Sue, let's start things with you. You're the director of the Wild Friends program at the University of New Mexico School of Law. Tell us a little bit about how Wild Friends got started and the types of civics education that you provide.
Sure. Wild Friends is a wonderful, unique, award-winning program here at the UNM School of Law that's been around for almost 30 years now. It's unique in that it combines civics education with wildlife science and provides a hands-on experience for students to participate in the legislative process.
That sounds excellent. And what grade levels can take part in Wild Friends?
We have students in grades 4 through 12. It's available to students in grades 4 through 12 across New Mexico.
Excellent. And Sarah, I want to get you on board as well. Monte Vista Elementary fifth graders in Las Cruces, they visited the state capitol recently in order to promote a bill that would protect pollinators like bees and butterflies. Can you tell us a little bit about what students did at the Roundhouse and what the bill aims to accomplish?
Sure. So students came up and actually met with legislators to promote their bill. They also met with their district legislators. So what we do is when students come, we pick legislators that we're targeting depending on where the bill is in the process. So if the bill is before a certain committee, we'll have the students talk to those legislators so they can educate them about the bill in advance of a committee vote.
And so in a Las Cruces Bulletin story about this, you mentioned that the bills would create a specialty license plate that would help to fund pollinator protection activities. Do you mind explaining what those activities are and the importance of protecting pollinators in New Mexico?
Sure. So we know that pollinators are in decline across the world. Some statistics say that insects. There have been declines of insect populations between 60 and 80%. And we know that pollinators are extremely important to both our food crops. They help pollinate about a third of our food crops, as well as to our wildflowers. They pollinate about 90% of wildflowering plants. So a lot of scientists are concerned about declines in pollinators. So the bill would create a pollinator protection license plate, and the proceeds from the license plate would go to the New Mexico Department of Transportation to fund roadside plantings of pollinator-friendly plants. So what we're envisioning is that you'll be able to drive on the highways of New Mexico, see beautiful wildflowers and native grasses that would support pollinators, and also have an educational component. So there would be signage, there would be demonstration gardens at rest stops around the state, and it would be an opportunity to, again, do habitat restoration, to do conservation, but also to be a way to educate the public about the importance of pollinators.
Can you explain some of the reasons behind the decline in pollinators like bees and how a pollinator garden specifically would help their survival?
Yeah, so there's a lot of research that shows different factors that affect pollinators like bees. Habitat loss is a big one. There's a concern about the chemicals that we put into our environment, that they are affecting bees and other pollinators. We also know that climate change is having an impact on habitats, especially in places like the desert southwest. So there's a range of factors. A lot of people think about honeybees when they think about bee declines, but a lot of scientists are equally concerned about declines in populations of native bees. And there's evidence that native bees actually do more in terms of pollination services for both food crops as well as native plants.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the reasons. Also, diseases and pests. There's mites that are a big problem for honeybees and other diseases that are impacting both native bees as well as honeybees.
And Sue, back to you. The legislation is making its way through both the House and Senate. Do you have any update on its progress?
Yes. Yes, thanks to the Wild Friends students, the bill, there's actually two bills. We have mirror bills, Senate Bill 234 and House Bill 381, that are identical but are working their way through each side. And in fact, we had students from Monte Vista Elementary testify as expert witnesses in the first committee hearing on the Senate side, the Senate Corporations Committee. They did a fabulous job, and as a result of their testimony, it passed out of that committee and is awaiting one more committee vote in Senate Finance. The House bill is also proceeding at about the same rate. We had students from a couple of our other schools testify in the House Transportation Committee last week. It also they also got a due pass recommendation, so it's proceeding along. We are hoping, with a couple weeks to go left in the session, that the pace is going to pick up even more and that we'll have success and get this through. There are many the bills going through the legislature right now, but it's thanks to the efforts of these wonderful students coming up to the legislature, testifying, writing letters, that people know what the Wild Friends are working on this year.
And so drafting legislation, that can be a complicated process for lawmakers, let alone students. Can you give some examples of civics issues that students are addressing and the steps that they need to take in order to bring it to the legislature?
Sure. Well, you know, the whole theory behind this program is that students have a voice, that we all have a voice in our government process. And so this program is designed to show students how that happens, how it happens, and that it's possible. And so what we do in our program year is start out the process with democracy at the forefront by asking the students to vote on a wildlife topic of interest.
Really? Okay.
We try to make sure that it's a topic that has some common ground appeal, that is going to be useful and have an on-the-ground impact, and that is, you know, something that people from all walks of life can understand. And then we go into the classrooms and provide speakers, guest speakers. Sarah's developed some great curriculum around the science materials. We also have attorneys that go in to talk about the civics component. And then the students participate in a drafting process to learn how to help craft legislation. And then, of course, every piece of legislation, whether it's student-initiated or not, goes to the Legislative Council Service at the New Mexico State Legislature, where the real experts put their finishing touches on the legislation, which then will be introduced in the session. And we have two fabulous sponsors this year, Senator Sander Rue of the Senate bill, and Representative Liz Thompson, and a couple others there in the House as well, who are the House sponsors.
And that's bipartisan support, correct? One's a Republican, one's a Democrat, so it seems like
correct.
Both parties can agree on an issue like this.
Yes, that's what we're seeing, and that's what we're hoping will prevail in the end.
How much collaboration is there between students and lawmakers during the process, or is the trip to the Roundhouse just the final product?
It's sort of the highlight of the program.
Sure.
Mean, that's where all the action happens, for sure. But So the students, when they come up, they are, you know, they're not just touring the Roundhouse. They are talking to key legislators, to their district legislators, and then also committee members, depending on where the legislation is at. And then the students who are not necessarily on a trip are, as I said earlier, writing letters, sending postcards. So they're involved with the legislative process, you know, from the start of each session. So it's very, very hands-on, and they have quite a bit of direct contact. And then once a piece of legislation gets to the floor, we also have students who can act as expert witnesses for the floor votes, and that's always fun and exciting.
That sounds terrific. Sarah, coming back to you, if you want to talk a little bit about this, the program, I believe, it also offers schools who take part in the program an opportunity to start their own school gardens. Is that correct?
Yes. So this year we started a citizen science project looking at how we could have a robust science component related to pollinators. So partly thinking about how the students developing a deep understanding of pollination and the need for pollinators could also inform their work on the civic side. So several of our schools have planted pollinator-friendly plants. So those are native plants that were specifically chosen that are beneficial to pollinators native to New Mexico. And they're
also part
of...
What kind of native plants in particular? Do you have any names?
Oh, like specific names of plants?
Sure. I mean, without getting too scientific, just kind of plants that people would know about or be aware of?
Yeah. So there are some native sunflowers that are really great sources of food for pollinators, and then actually once they produce seeds are wonderful sources of food for birds. There's quite a lot of native flowers. I'm trying to remember which ones were on our list specifically.
Sure, I'm sure there's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot. And the other thing is that we're working with a citizen science project called Nature's Notebook, which is a national phenology network project to collect data about plants across the U.S. So they have their own lists also. So I know there's quite a lot of native flowers and grasses that are on that list. But just to mention some that grow well in New Mexico, yarrow is a great one for lots of different pollinators and is pretty easy to grow. The native milkweeds, a lot of us just think of as being just for monarchs, but they're great plants for lots of different pollinators. Mm-hmm. There's one called butterfly weed that's a beautiful orange flower. Chocolate flower is another great one that people love for its fragrance. And then we also love to promote bushes and shrubs like desert willow, Apache plume. Those are also great ones that are common landscaping plants, but also really wonderful for pollinators.
This sounds wonderful, but it also smells wonderful from your descriptions. how can students get involved with the Wild Friends program or get their schools involved with it?
So we have a limited capacity at this point for schools. We were able to add the school in Las Cruces this year. That's the first school that we've had in Wild Friends history from Las Cruces. So we're really excited to have them as part of our community. From year to year, we generally have maybe one or two openings. But we're looking at ways to expand the program. So the curriculum, the civics curriculum, will be available online for anybody to use to do about the branches of government and learning how to write legislation, which is the lessons that our Wild Friends students complete. And we're investigating other ways to reach more schools and more communities around New Mexico.
And finally, this question, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, this is Sue, that we have a waiting list, so if any school is interested, we're sure keeping track of those folks, and when an opening arises, we will take applications and try to squeeze them in.
Okay, and do you have a website that people can access to learn more about the program?
Yes, it's wildfriends.unm.edu.
Perfect. And finally, this question is for both of you. What do you hope that students take away by helping to draft ecological bills like this and meeting with lawmakers? What do you hope they gain from their experiences?
That they learn that they truly have a voice, that they can, what they believe and what they know matters, and that there is a mechanism for affecting change, even at this age and stage. It's something that many adults don't know yet, but we hope that by instilling these lessons early on, the students will continue to become active members of our world, working for for the good of all.
Sarah, anything else you want to add?
I would just add that it's really empowering for students. I think the whole process, from doing things like planting a garden and learning about how to create habitat in their own schools and homes, to going to legislature and realizing that the legislators really are interested in hearing from them and listening to what they have to say, I think that the impact on the students can be really profound in helping them realize the ways that they can make change in their communities.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Sarah and Sue, for speaking with me. Sarah Van Note is a science educator at the University of New Mexico School of Law's Institute of Public Law, and Sue George is the director of the Wild Friends program there. Sarah and Sue, thank you both very much for speaking with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael.
You're very welcome.